When was the last time that you faced the option or you faced a beer?
I don't know. It's been a while. Maybe college? Yeah. Might have been college last time I faced the option.
Is your expectation that that will throw a lot of changes into things on Sunday?
I don't think it'll throw a lot of changes into things. I think it makes it easier, at least, you know, for us as far as our responsibilities goes. You know, once he options, you know, he's no longer considered a quarterback. He doesn't get the protections of a quarterback. So, you know, that makes it a lot easier for us to play fast and, you know, aggressive.
Last week, you held the Bengals without a point in the fourth quarter. How much did that mean to this defense?
You know, we wanted to go in there and not just, you know, holding the points, but we wanted to, you know, improve on the first half because we didn't go out there and play as well as we could the first half, especially the first drive. And, you know, it's just a step in the right direction. It's not the best game that we've played. It's not the best game that we're going to play, hopefully. And, you know, we're going to try and continue to improve off that.
The talk is so much about Robert Griffin, but what about this Alfred Morris kid? What's so unique about him?
They got a two-headed snake over there. I mean, you know, they're running the ball well. I think they're number one in rush defense. You know, he's seeing the field. Their play action is really complementing their run game, and, you know, the run game is complementing their play action. So, you know, that's the reason he's, what, 70% on his completions.
Just what about from the other side? Is Lendon Fletcher a guy that you know, just as a fellow linebacker?
I've met him a few times. Know him personally.
Can you speak to that streak, the 270 straight games?
That's something I can't even imagine. It's a lot of preparation and luck and you know, just being blessed.
Thank you, James.
All right.
James, is it more with RG3, is it more about keeping him contained on your pass rush as it is
Everything is about keeping the quarterback contained. You know, you want to keep him contained, stay in your lanes and put pressure on him. You know, that way it's nowhere for him to go, and when he does pass the ball, he's not sitting back there, you know, in a comfortable pocket.
As good as they are running, is it still about, and he is dangerous passing, is it still about stopping the run?
Everything starts with stopping the run. If you can't stop the run, hell, there's no need for him to pass.